This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
His response to me is everything that a head coach is looking for.
Right. No, I mean, he continues to develop. He continues to, as you said, mature. And his command of our offense, his command of being in some critical situational football environments has been important for us as well in our team's success. So he is the unquestionable leader of our football team in this organization.
When you defer, did everything happen perfectly for you yesterday? Your defense came out, stopped them. You guys scored on the first drive, and then you get the ball back after halftime. Everything seemed to go the right way for you under some pretty wet conditions.
Yeah, the weather was interesting. I mean, it was rather inconsistent. We anticipated some wet, some dark, and we got a little bit of that, but also some dry and some sunshine. So not too much different than what we get here from time to time, to be honest with you. But I thought our players responded, coaches responded well, and our equipment staff had the guys well prepared for any type of weather.
Any injuries that came out of last night's game? Yesterday's game, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're still evaluating. We're still going through that process. You know, getting back early this morning, and I'm still getting information on that. So nothing new at this point that I have for you. I'm sure I'll be able to update you on Wednesday.
Von Miller, his suspension is over. He's allowed to rejoin the team. How much of a boost might that make for, you know, going into this weekend and the fact that he's back?
Yeah, it'll be good to have Von back. You know, he's been out for 4 weeks, and never sure what that brings, right, in terms of staying refined, staying polished. But I'm sure he's been chomping at the bit to get back, and it'll be nice to have him back. And so, you know, again, it's never about one person, right? Especially when you play up front, it's about the sum of the parts, and it's about four guys rushing as one, and that'll be important for us as we move forward as a defense overall.
You talked about the trenches. I think it was after thanking the fans for showing up in Seattle, the first thing you said, it starts up front. How significant was that, and how big of a factor was that in yesterday's game, where both defensive and offensive lines seemed to key that victory?
Huge, John. Huge. You know me well enough to know what I value, what we value, and that's winning up front. And you saw that I thought in particular in the second half, once we got going in the first half, being able to take over the line of scrimmage in the second half was big for us.
When did you really notice the Bills Mafia presence out there in Seattle?
You know what? They show up everywhere. This was no different, but the numbers, I didn't, to be honest with you, get the full feel for the numbers, the amount of people that were there until the fourth quarter. And I think it was Josh and some of the players going and, you know, acknowledging the fans while the game was just finishing up there in the last drive of the fourth quarter there. So I turned around and I was just looking at the sea of red, white, and blue, t-shirts, jerseys, Bills fans all over. It was noticeable and, much appreciated, very grateful for it. I know not only myself, but the players are as well.
It's only one big fan base around, and we all know that wears the red, white, and blue, coach. But another guy who's rising to the occasion, Keon Coleman, just care to talk about his physical presence, the way he goes out there, you know, and, you know, he drives a guy onto the sideline. How much did that, you know, get you revved up when you noticed that one?
No, it's for our wide receivers to block that, the way they were blocking and will continue to block. I think that was a sign of growth as well for Keon and understanding the standard that is expected in the run game. And him taking ownership of that was, to me, that was an example of that, of him taking ownership of it, taking pride in it, knowing the standard that he's going to be held to. And I think having some fun with it as well. So it just goes to show you, man, you can have fun doing it as well.
We know you always, you know, develop quality depth, and, you know, that's definitely shown. But just care to talk about Rasul Douglas' impact since you traded for him last season. Just care to talk about how impactful he's been thus far for you.
Right. He's got a great relationship with CB, and, you know, they teach one another, learn from one another, and share ideas, share, you know, techniques and tips and whatnot. And, you know, Rasul has been a good addition to our team. And I think the thing that has stood out the most the last few weeks is his tackling. And not that it wasn't there before, but he's been tested and he has risen to the occasion. And again, like I said, when your wide receivers block and your corners tackle and your O-line and D-line and finish at the ball with great effort, you got something.
I know you said you were still getting some information on injuries from the game itself, but I was wondering if you had any outlook for Terrell Bernard, just where he might be at this week.
Yeah, again, I don't know for sure. I'd love to be able to say, yes, he's going to play, but I don't know. What I have on that right now is I'm going to know a little bit more tomorrow. You know, he'll work with the trainers again tomorrow. He was left at home this past weekend, as was Curtis Samuel, for rehab purposes. So we'll know a little bit more tomorrow once they get a chance, both of them, to check in with the trainers and see where they're at.
And then I was wondering what you saw out of Greg Russo in yesterday's game. I know you talked about the group as a whole, but just like him in particular.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Greg, I think we had one sack, but there were other times where we affected the quarterback. Again, I thought Greg did some really good things. He was physical at times where he needed to be physical. He got his hands up, affected some passes. As did Casey Tuhill on the interception. I believe it was Casey on Austin's interception there, which is a huge play for us, setting up our offense. So, you know, it's really, again, like I mentioned earlier with Vaughn, with Casey, with Greg in this case, we got to continue to work together, not only to stop the run, which I was impressed with yesterday, because that was no easy challenge with those running backs. But also when we rush, we've got to rush together, and that's when you can really affect the quarterback, and the rushing coverage can work together.
And then on Taron Johnson, I know you've seen what he can do over his years with the Bills, but just kind of this last stretch since you got him back, what have you been seeing out of him, both from a football standpoint and kind of his leadership that he brings to the defense as well?
You hit on it. I mean, the leadership when TB is out, you know, he's the kind of the guy in the middle of our defense. TB is with the middle linebacker position, the leadership that comes with it, the communication that goes with alongside of it as well. And so when TB's out, other leaders have to step up. And I think you saw that with DQ stepping up, Daquan Jones, that is. You saw it with Taron stepping up. You saw it with T-Rap stepping up and others as well. So those those guys stepping up with their play first and foremost, but also with their words and their body language and the vibe that they were creating, the environment they were creating amongst our defense yesterday was important for us.
The last couple of weeks, you know, your red zone defense has really stepped up to the plate a little bit, really all season. I think you're about 10 points better than you were last year in terms of allowing red zone touchdowns. What have you seen in the biggest key of kind of improving that statistic?
Well, the play caller is a lot better than last year's play caller. We can start there. No, I think the coaches are doing a really good job of putting a good game plan together. Scott Booker, our DB, one of our nickel coaches and DB coaches, does a good job leading that effort. And then the collaboration that they have during the week is important, right? And making sure we got the right plan and we can execute that plan at a high level, because things happen fast down there. And then the players executing, playing physical in the run game. And then the rushing coverage, as I mentioned before, working together has been effective for us.
Is there something to using the field to your advantage in that area? Because everything kind of gets smaller and more constricted down there, and maybe it takes away a certain percentage of the playbook for the offense.
Potentially. You know, never quite know exactly what the offense is going to do. So it's more our level of execution than anything, I'd say.
You know, some of the guys have been talking about the idea that they expect opposing offenses to make a mistake at a certain point. You know, if they don't give up the big plays and they kind of hang with it on the course of a drive, at some point they're banking on the offense breaking first. And that kind of seems like that's been the MO since you've been here. How do you get guys to kind of buy into that and kind of stick with it even when maybe things aren't going well on a specific drive?
Yeah. Well, I would love for them to stop them in three plays or a takeaway. It'd be great. That would help me live a little bit longer, I think. Maybe add some years to my life here. But no, I mean, it's I think it's just more of the way the game is. We don't go out necessarily philosophically saying, hey, Ben, but don't break. It's just more of, offenses are going to make some plays from time to time. Hopefully we're going to make our fair share of plays. And if we play as a team and play good team defense, each and every one of us doing our jobs, our individual jobs, it should lead to hopefully winning some of those drives more times than not.
I just wanted to ask you, just in terms of the offense, over the past couple of games, you guys have kind of built some long, sustained drives that are ending in points. Just going back to maybe a couple of weeks ago, you know, how much of a point of emphasis has that been in conversations with Joe? And moving forward, just how important is that going to be for continued success on offense?
Well, it's huge. And these days, it seems like more and more the defense is putting enough pressure on you to execute consistently through the course of a double-digit play drive, say, in order to get points. So it's really, you know, being able to be efficient yet explosive, being able to maintain one's level of execution and detail that leads to the execution down in and down out through the course of a drive. We did that at times, but we also made it awfully hard on ourselves yesterday with some penalties. But, you know, that's something we've got to be very intentional about this week at practice.
Another thing is Josh mentioned after the game yesterday, you know, giving credit to some of those depth pieces. I think he mentioned like Joe's big tackle on special teams that he had, and Cam with a couple pass breakups. I think Casey got a finger on the tip pass that Austin came down with. What do you think is just given, you know, some of those guys to make have the confidence to make those kind of plays? And, you know, how are you seeing that translate into terms of just guys on the sideline feeding off that energy they're creating?
Yeah, that's, you said it. It brings a certain team energy to the forefront, right? Which you need during games. And you know, Austin Johnson's play, led by, you know, tipped by Casey Tuhill, and Cam Lewis stepping in and stepping up, and then you're seeing Joe making that play on special teams. You know, we've had some guys down, so guys stepped in yesterday and did a really good job. Baylen Spector being one of them. And you just really appreciate the DNA of those guys. You appreciate the depth that we do have, to your point, and you appreciate the level of preparation that these guys go through every week to get themselves ready to go, because you never know who's going to be called upon week to week.
Actually, on the penalties specifically, is there anything you kind of, looking back at the game, like took away from them, like any themes specifically to clean up, or is it kind of just what the issue's been like earlier in the season?
Yeah, I mean, just overall, it starts with pre-snap, and then it goes into making sure we're using the right technique. There's always going to be some that pop up. Don't love it. But we're trying to be aggressive at the same time. So there's a balance there. And at the end of the day, you can't beat yourself. That's the non-negotiable of all this, is you can't beat yourself. And if you're getting behind the chains, or if you're getting off schedule offensively, it makes it really hard to get out of those situations.
And then I was curious, you mentioned him earlier, but the job that Bobby has done now through 8 games, how do you kind of evaluate where he is as a defensive play caller, maybe how he's kind of progressed throughout the season so far?
Right. I thought yesterday he did a really nice job. I really did. I thought he caught a good game. The preparation during the week, I thought was, you know, at a high, high level. And Bobby's a hard worker. The defensive staff, they all work together, just like you'd expect, right? On a good staff, and there's no egos. These guys all have a common goal that they're trying to accomplish week to week. I think the communication with the offensive staff, defensive staff, and special team staff has been at a high level, which is critical for us week to week.
Hey, Coach, how did you see your team turn a corner on third down yesterday on both sides of the ball?
I think more than anything, Maddie, was yards to go. When you looked at our offense's yards to go on third downs, I think it was approximately around 5 yards to go. Defensively, I think it was upwards of 9, 10, 11 yards to go on third downs for their offense. So that's certainly a big help. That's a first step when you're winning first and second down. And then the execution on third down as well on both sides of the ball.
Speaking of being efficient on first and second down, what allowed the team to do that against the Seattle Seahawks? What did you see from the group on offense and defense?
Yeah, I would say, you know, and we don't take this lightly, the preparation during the week, Maddie, and the detail of having a feel for what we were trying to do and everyone being on the same page, with the details in order to execute that one play offensively, defensively, in this case, as you mentioned. And then knowing somewhat what to expect. You never know for sure because you can't control it, but somewhat what to expect from the opponents in terms of their schemes and their personnel. So I think all of that goes back to the preparation leading into the game. And we take a lot of pride, our guys do, in being the most prepared team in the NFL. And that's important to us.
Hey, Sean, your thoughts on Tua returning to play after what he went through earlier this season and what he presents in terms of on-the-field production?
Yeah, you know what, Alex, I haven't gotten to the film yet, to be honest with you. But number one, glad he's okay. That was scary to watch. Number two, it appears obviously that he's back and playing at a high level. So they're a good team, a good offense. You know, we're going to have our work cut out for us this week here.
What are you dressing up for as Halloween?
You. How about that?
How flattering. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.